Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Andre Linde, who's a professor of physics at Stanford University, who in 1983 was the first to describe the chaotic inflation theory, which has just been confirmed with new evidence of how the universe underwent rapid expansion a fraction of a second after the Big Bang. Welcome to Background Briefing, Andre Linde.
Thank you so much.
And this discovery that you discovered or wrote about back in 1983 and predicted is now being heralded as a whole new era in physics. So give us a sense of why the detection of the primordial gravitational waves, the first tremors of the Big Bang, have so much significance.
Well, first of all, independently of the theory which I helped to develop, it's important to check general theory of relativity, which Einstein have proposed 100 years ago. He predicted that the space and time have degrees of freedom of their own. If you, well, wave your hand, in addition to everything that you see, you also perturb space and time, and gravitational waves are generated which go through it. It's like electromagnetic waves which are produced when you shake electron, and then you have radio station and somebody else pick up radio waves and listen what you say. So the same things could happen with gravity. Gravitational waves could propagate. Now, these particular gravitational waves have been produced in the Big Bang, and not just in the Big Bang, but according to a specific version of the theory which make this bang big. The previous version of the Big Bang theory was such that you have like a huge explosion, like some terrorist exploded lots of dynamite, and it was not big enough to make our universe as large as it is right now, and also it would be very clumpy, very not the way it is as we see it right now. So somewhere in the 80s, a new theory was proposed, inflationary theory. And in 83, I proposed the version which seemed to work. It is chaotic inflation. It predicts these gravitational waves, which should have been originated from approximately 1 trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang, which is like science fiction. The whole story which we studied and suggested at that time looked like science fiction of the worst kind, because we learned how to produce the whole universe, what we see right now, from less than 1 milligram of matter. This, if somebody would tell me something like that, well, 40 years ago, I would tell the person, go home and return to me next morning when you're not drunk. But then when we learned how to actually do it, we cannot unlearn it. And if these experimental results are correct, then this nearly science fiction theory is, well, on a very good footing from the point of view of confirmation.
But apparently we're talking about here, the significance of this discovery is that the two great theories of physics, general relativity and quantum mechanics, could show a way to join these two theories together that would then this latest information could show a way to join these two theories together that would produce what some people have called the theory of everything.
Yeah, I hope very much so. We are still, even these discoveries which we are making right now, even in this respect, we need to go still further with energies to really match this synthesis of two great science, but nevertheless, we're already probing quantum theory of gravity, not just gravity, not just the theory which was invented by Einstein, but the quantum theory of gravity. And so far, experimental data confirm what we suggested. Just to tell you some numbers for understanding, the most powerful accelerators which were built by people on Earth, which cost about $10 billion to build, they produce particles with maximum energy almost, approximately a billion times smaller than the energies which we can study right now, looking on the sky, spending a thousand times less money.
That's what they call the God particle, right?
Oh, the God particle is something which people found at LHC. This is the Higgs particle.
Mm-hmm.
The particles which are responsible for inflation probably are different. But nevertheless, their nature is probably very similar to the nature of the particle which was found at LHC in Geneva. Physics is similar. Scales are totally different. This is much more energy in these particles. They have much, much greater mass. They cannot be produced, I think. Well, at least in the, according to the most popular theories, they cannot be produced at Earth accelerators.
So why then, just for the layperson, could this discovery that you were the first to indicate, Andre, why are people calling it the theory of everything? What does it explain in terms of everything?
Well, the theories of everything, probably it does not really apply to the theories of inflation. Inflation is sometimes used what these people call theories of everything. But inflation tells you quite a lot about the theory of our universe, and in fact, not only about our universe. Inflation is like a contagious disease. If it starts in one part of the universe, sometimes it stops there, but sometimes it produces new parts of the universe, which produce new parts of the universe, and that goes forever. So if we start inflation in one part of the world, and it apparently did happen very early in the universe evolution, then it may produce other parts which still continue inflating. And as a result, the universe, instead of being just an expanding sphere of fire surrounding us, instead of that, it becomes like a fractal. It's like a balloon producing new balloons, producing new balloons, producing new balloons. So the universe, once it starts expanding, it actually self-reproduces, and it self-reproduces in all its possible versions. So it produces new, effectively, as if they were separate, different universes with different laws of physics operating in them. So it's totally incredible picture. When I'm thinking about it, my head is spinning, but that's just amazing.
So, again, I'm speaking with Andre Linde, the professor of physics at Stanford University, who in 1983 was the first to describe the chaotic inflation theory, which has just been confirmed with new evidence of how the universe underwent rapid expansion a fraction of a second after the Big Bang. And this evidence, of course, came from the BICEP 2 telescope at the South Pole. And there's a wonderful video of you that's on YouTube now, when a scientist from the South Pole brings the information to you and knocks on your door and tells you that your 1983 theory has been verified. And it's quite moving. You know, your wife seems to get it first, and then you sort of do a double take and then lean against the door frame like you've been hit by a bus. And then you pop the champagne corks and have a rather large glass of champagne. So.
Yeah, you know, some people even ask us whether it was staged, but no, it was a total surprise for us. We actually were working quite a lot during this year, more than even usual. And we got extremely tired. We decided that we must take 10 days of break, otherwise we will die. So we decided to fly somewhere, to swim, whatever. So we were surrounded by all of our stuff on the floor, prepared to depart. And then suddenly knock on the door, and all our dreams of happy vacation evaporate, because we take our computers with us, then we read email, then we answer questions. So life became crazy as usual. So our dream of vacation are nowhere. We're still dreaming about it.
and here I am taking up your time, right?
But that is fun. You know, it is important that as many people as possible know about the progress in physics which is achieved during the last years, and this particular discovery, if it is further confirmed by other experiments, because as usual in physics, we are trying to really say only things about which we are absolutely certain. So there will be further experiments studying the same things. So if it is confirmed, it's a huge leap in the development of cosmology. I would say that this would be definitely the most important experimental result of this 21st century.
Well, you know, there's an expression in America, getting bang for the buck. So let me ask you just in closing, in terms of bang for the buck, given the billions invested at CERN and with these accelerators, et cetera, and along with, of course, the experiments in the South Pole, what do you say to people who somehow don't think that investments in science are worth it?
Okay, I will give, first of all, as for the bang for the buck, I told you that this experiment is about 1,000 times cheaper than the experiment which we had at CERN, mm-hmm. where people have found the Higgs particle. As for in general, here is one piece of news for many people who listen to you, because I do not think that many of you know that each time when you go at your iPhone and you try to find a direction in any city, or you drive your car and go to a GPS device, etc., these devices would not work properly. They would make mistake for about 1 kilometer. If not for general theory of relativity, these calculators take into account some effects based on general theory of relativity. 100 years ago, it was discovered. 100 years ago, nobody expected that it would have any practical application whatsoever. And now we have it in your pocket, and you cannot live. I cannot live without it. So this is just one simple example. Another example is quantum mechanics. Not many people care that these CD devices, DVD, which you play in your videos, they require lasers, and lasers are, well, product of quantum mechanics, if you wish. So if not for quantum mechanics, no music of high quality at home. So these are just examples, and these are examples of how development of science apparently not related to anything practical. Later become, well, a part of our everyday life, and we do not even notice it.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Andre Linde.
Thank you for your attention.
Again, I've been speaking with Andre Linde, who's a professor of physics at Stanford University, who in 1983 was the first to describe the chaotic inflation theory, which has just been confirmed with new evidence of how the universe underwent rapid expansion a fraction of a second after the Big Bang. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program's available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Took the kids to the park and disappeared by